Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you all? Good. Any notices that I don't know about? Anybody got a birthday today? Anybody got engaged today? Or on Friday? Congratulations, Bernie and Sue. Isn't that great news? Welcome to the service today. It's Father's Day, and I'm just going to open in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, for a day when we can celebrate fathers, and especially you, our Heavenly Father. You are the Almighty Father, the all-knowing Father, the all-loving Father, and we thank you that you're here with us this morning, and we pray that this service will bring glory to your name here in Sandbach. Amen. Could I have the first... Oh, you've done it. It's Father's Day, yes. Sophia, could you just knock me down a little bit? Thank you. It's a day when we celebrate our dads, and especially our Heavenly Father as well. Now, while all of us here have been fathered, we have to have been or else we wouldn't be here, not all of us still have a father or have our original father, or we might, like Jesus, have two fathers. So it can be a little bit complicated, and we will be sensitive about that today. The thing about fathers, dads, is that they're always older than their children, obviously. And therefore, they often know a lot more about things than their children do. Or at least they think they do. So sometimes they'll say something, and you might think, what's he talking about? Or why is he asking me to do that thing that way when another way would be better? And that's what we're going to be looking at a bit this morning. if I don't turn too many pages over at once. But first we're going to come before our God and sing a couple of songs of worship, placing him at the centre of our service today. So we're going to sing, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder. And we're going to sing King of Kings, Majesty. If you want to stand or you can stand, please do. If you don't want to, you can stay seated. Thank you.
Consider all the world. to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Seated. Could I have? Thank you. It's Father's Day. It's an all-age service, so the children won't be going out, but we're all going to muck in together. We're going to have a little icebreaker quiz. How can you tell who somebody's father is? Now, I'm going to give you the names of some children, and you have to tell me who's the daddy. Okay? So, for example, if I said Scott, John, Virgil, Gordon, and Alan, you would say Scott, John, Virgil, Gordon, and Alan, they are Jeff Tracy's sons from Thunderbirds. This is going to be a long morning. So we'll start off with an easy one. The children are Bart, Lisa, and Maggie. Who's the daddy? Homer. Homer Simpson. This is a hard one. The children are Amy, Kelly, and Jack. Who's the daddy? Ozzy Osbourne. Well done. Now, I'm looking over here. The child is Luke Skywalker. Who's the father? Anakin Skywalker. Yeah, Darth Vader. One for you Bible folks. Japheth, Ham, Shem, and Yam are the children. Who's the daddy?
Noah.
This is not a real one. Thor. Who's his dad? Somebody said Odin. Well done. Yes, Odin. The child is Tiny Tim. Who's the dad? Bob Cratchit. Excellent. The child is Simba. Who's the daddy? Mufasa. This one's for you, Ian. The children are Sansa, Arya, Rob, Bran, and Rickon. Who's the daddy? Ned Stark. Game of Thrones. There's only us two. Watch that. And the last one, and this is a hard one. The child is Nemo. Who's the daddy? Fish. Marlin. Well done. So they're mostly well-known families, and we know who they are as a unit. We know who the father is because we know who the family is. Could I have the next slide, please? Sometimes we can tell who someone's father is because the children look like them. So we've got here Clint Eastwood and his son Scott, and Tom Hanks and his son Colin. Kind of look like each other, don't they? So even if we only know who the child is, we can sometimes guess who the father is because of they look like them. When I was at school, that school over there, the big school, I had a friend called Neil Roy. And as happens, we had a parents' evening, so our parents went to talk to the teachers. And the next day, I sat down with Neil and I said, "How did it go with your family, with your parents and the teacher?" And he said, "Well, my dad went to see the physics teacher, and the physics teacher said, 'You must be Neil Roy's dad.'" And I said, "How did he know that he was your dad?" And Neil Roy looked at me like I was an idiot, and he said, "I'm the only black kid in the class." So sometimes we can work out who the father is by the way the children behave. So the children, they learn things off their dads, and they talk like them and act like them. You might have family sayings. We have family sayings. in our family, we don't say slippers, we say doom-dooms. I've no idea why. No idea. My dad doesn't mow the lawn, he molars the lawn when he's not in hospital, that is. Anybody got any family sayings that? No.
Always look on the right side of life.
That's a good one, yeah? Right, okay. Monty Python as well.
Yes.
Don't worry, be happy. Yeah, that's a good one.
Smile a while when you smile.
Smile? That's a lot of smiles. That's good. Thank you. It should be the same really with us as Christians, shouldn't it? And our Heavenly Father, we want to behave in a certain way, the way he's taught us, and so that people will look at us and say, "Who is this Father, this God that they believe in that makes these people act like this so differently from other people?" And God teaches us through the Bible through the way he and his son Jesus act with other people, what they tell people about how to treat others, and that's how we should behave as well. We want people to know that we're God's children, and hopefully they will become God's children too. So now we're going to sing again. Going to sing two more songs. We're going to sing Take My Life and Let It Be, and then we're going to sing How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Thank you.
Oh,
seated. Could I have the next slide, please? I said at the start that because fathers have been around longer than their children, they generally know more stuff about life. They know how to fix things. They know how things work, both mechanically and procedurally. Sometimes they'll come out with something and you think, how can that be right? I don't suppose anybody's got any examples of the dad saying something that they didn't understand. I've been trying to think for something that my dad's, and I can't. So, other sayings then. It's one of my favourites. If you want something, do it. Give it to a busy man. And you think, how can that make sense? If a man's busy, he's not going to have time to do it. But of course, a busy man is a man who gets things done. That's why he's busy. The one that I came across while I was looking this up, there's an entrepreneur called Paul Graham, and he said, don't think big. And you think, surely that's what entrepreneurs do, they think big. Look at Elon Musk, he's just become the world's first trillionaire. Surely he thinks big. But this Paul Graham, he's saying the way to do really big things seems to be to start with deceptively small things. Start small, stay manageable, pay attention to detail, and then you can grow a bit bigger and bigger. Could I have the next slide, please? Does anybody remember these? The BlackBerry phone. I saw a film about this the other day. It was ever so interesting. They were invented by a couple of geeks who'd been childhood friends, and they pretty much created the mobile phone market from scratch. They hadn't really intended to do anything big. They just wanted to make something that would be a mobile phone, send emails and send texts. And they were good at that because it was a small thing that they were doing. But then BlackBerry phones took off, and the business started to look at the big things they could do instead of concentrating on doing small steps. And it all went wrong. And then Steve Jobs came along and brought out the iPhone, and everything went. That was it for the BlackBerry phones. So start small. sometimes the advice you get from dads is counterintuitive. When you're a child, dads do things differently. They do things that you never even thought were possible. Can I have the next slide, please? They do magic tricks. They can pull your nose off and put it back on again. They can make a coin vanish and then pull it out of your ear. It's amazing. My dad can even take his own eyes out and put them in the other sockets. And then he puts them back again. And it's the same with our Heavenly Father. He knows things that we don't. He knows more than we can ever hope to know or understand. And sometimes when he does things, we don't understand why he's done them. He does things differently. Today's reading tells us that. Could I have the next slide, please? This is our reading. It's Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Could I have the next slide, please? You don't know these two people. As the heavens are higher than the earth... We were on holiday in Italy, in Puglia, in 2014, and we went for some day trips, and these two people, this is Gianni and Katia, they went with us. Gianni was the driver, and Katia was our guide. And one of the places we went to, it was a town called Lecce, and one of the things that Katia showed us in this town was an ancient and half-buried amphitheatre. And she told us it was an amphitheatre of the Emperor Hadrian. So I told her about Hadrian's Wall in England, and she'd not heard about. But then she pointed to this thing. Can I have the next slide, please? This is the Lecce Bell Tower. And according to my holiday diary, she pointed at it and posed a question that had me puzzled for the first half of the day. She said, I mean to ask someone English, do I say high or tall to describe the tower, this tower? My answer, I took half a day to think about this. My answer when I delivered it was this. Tall is what you are, high is where you are. I am tall. If I go on an aeroplane, I am high. The bell tower in Lecce is tall. If it was on the top of a mountain, it would be high. If I go to the top of the bell tower, I am tall, the bell tower is tall, but I am now also high. Don't go on holiday with me. It's like this all the time, isn't it? Thinking, oh, well, where's this go? What can I do? The point is now that we all know what tall things are, and we all know what high things are. Who knows what the tallest building in the world is? It's the Burj Khalifa. Could I have a picture? That's the Burj Khalifa. It's got a total height of 2,722 feet, which is just over half a mile. Crazy. However, who knows what the highest building in the world is? No, close, but no. No, it's according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the highest inhabited buildings in the world are those in the border fort of Basisi by the Mana Pass in India, approximately 19,700 feet above sea level. And it's manned by the Indo-Tibetan Border Police. And I couldn't find a picture of it anywhere. So just, I thought there'd be one, but there wasn't. Could I have the next picture, please? The highest occupied structure, occupied by humans is the International Space Station, which orbits at about 200, 250 miles. That's about as far as Sandbach to Land's End, so that's a long way up, but it's still not as high as heaven. It's nowhere near. So God ways are more different than our ways than even the distance between here and the International Space Station. That's very different. So we'll think about that. We're going to sing another two songs, and we're going to take the offering in the second one. We're going to sing There Must Be More Than This, and I Have Heard So Many Songs, The Father's Song. Stand if you want.
There must be more than this. Spend
We'll just pray for the offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the gifts and blessings that you give to us. And we lift these offerings that come from you back to you now. We pray that they will be used wisely, both in the work of this church and in the lives of those who will benefit from them. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Not yet. We're just going to have a time of prayer. So, if you bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you and acknowledge that you are God of all. We ask your forgiveness for the things we've done that we shouldn't have, and the things that we should have done but didn't. We look at the world and the things that we're getting wrong in it, both in terms of what we're doing to nature and what we're doing to each other with our wars and our injustice. And we pray for wisdom in our leaders and decision makers, that they would strive for justice and compassion rather than war and greed. We bring our country and its leaders before you, especially at this unstable time for the government, and we pray for unity among them, even as they seem to be fighting against themselves. Give them the wisdom to defend the vulnerable and those without voices. Help them to make wise decisions with the resources they have. And we pray for this church here in Sandbach, that you would be in all the activities that we do. The BAP, TOTS, Messy Church, Energize, the prayer meetings and the study groups, so that we can bring glory to your name in this town. And we pray for our leadership as we continue in this new phase of our church's life. And in a moment of silence, we just bring those to you within our church family and our wider family who are struggling and suffering, going through hard times. Let them know your loving arms around them. We ask these things, all of them, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, 100 years ago, Mary King, our own Mary King, wrote a hymn. But she only wrote the words. She didn't write a tune. And then 50 years ago, she got artificial intelligence to put a tune to it. And 20 years ago, she asked me to play the result in the service. It's taken that long for me to get round to it. And for that, Mary, I do apologise. But we're going to listen to that hymn now. And while we listen to it, the youngest of us are going to hand some chocolates out to the oldest of us. But only the male oldest of us, okay? So are you ready? Me volunteers. Are you going to stay there and just leave it to those two? Sophelia, are you ready with the song? We might have to listen to it twice because it's not actually that long. And Mary's voice, you might not recognise her voice. But go.
God loves us all, yes, everyone, and we can reach him through his son, who by his death salvation won for everyone on earth. God loves us all with all his heart, but we must also to cleanse us from our sins.
That's Mary's hymn. It's called God Loves Us All. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes.
I don't know if Sophelia knows how to do that.
That's it.
Yeah, she does.
God loves us all. Yes, everyone. And we can reach him through his son, who by his death salvation won for everyone on earth. God loves us all with all his heart, but we must also
Thank you, Mary. The reason that's taken so long is the...
I wrote it 40 years ago.
40 years ago. I knew it wasn't 100, really. Yes, it's called God Loves Us All, and hopefully that will introduce this next part of the service. It's taken so long because the copyright issues around artificial... Oh, no, it doesn't. No, I just didn't get around to it, that was all. Could I have the next slide? Here we go. Spatial infinitude. I can see some of you visibly crumpling. He's talking about physics again. I'm not talking about physics. This is an expression that I found while I was researching this talk. As the heavens are higher than the earth is a Hebrew way of expressing spatial infinitude. It's a way of saying how infinitely far the heavens are above the earth, and therefore how infinitely different God's ways are from our own. Sometimes as Christians, when life takes a difficult turn for us or for someone else, we can just shrug and say, well, his ways are not our ways. And that can be quite dismissive of people's pain. It can be quite hurtful. But it can also be quite dismissive about our understanding of God's plans for us. If we look at the passage in Isaiah just before today's reading, we see something else. Can I have the next? Don't yawn. This is Isaiah 55 verses 6 and 7. Thank you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. Effectively, this part of the passage is telling us how to behave. Seek the Lord. Look for God. Stop being bad. Stop thinking bad things. Turn to the Lord and he'll forgive you. You don't have to give him anything or do anything to repay him or earn that forgiveness. You just turn to him. Can I have the next slide, please? Did anybody watch The Big Bang Theory? Two of you. Good grief. Does anybody know who this is? Sheldon. Dr. Sheldon Cooper. Does anybody know what his job is?
Spang.
What?
Something to do with
spang theory. He's a theoretical physicist. He's talking about physics again. I'm not talking about physics. He's a bit of an odd character. He doesn't like giving or receiving presents. Once on being given a gift, he had this to say. The essence of the custom is that I now have to go out and purchase for you a gift commensurate value and representing the same perceived level of friendship as that represented by the gift you've given to me. He believes that if you give him a gift, he's duty-bound to give you a gift of equivalent value. And we do that a little bit, don't we, as people? We think of it as a reciprocal arrangement, gift-giving. Could I have the next slide, please? This is a little bit backwards for Father's Day, but imagine a father giving his son a present just because he loves him. It's not his son's birthday, it's not Christmas, his son's not done really well in an exam. The father just wants to give his son a treat. Wouldn't it be strange then if the son then went and raided his piggy bank? Do kids still have piggy banks? Yeah, okay. If he goes and raids his piggy bank and gives his father back some money that's worth the same as the present, that'd be weird. The son would need to change the view of his father, really, and what his father loves to do for his son. And for equality's sake, you can substitute daughter for son in that. All the men in this room, and some of the women as well, have just received a gift of chocolate for no other reason than that today is a day in the calendar when we celebrate fathers. The children handing those chocolates out didn't ask for any payment or expect any. And this is what today's reading and today's service is about. The Lord wants you to turn to him, to have a relationship with him, and it will cost you nothing at all. And we find that hard to understand. Why would he do that? Why, given who we are and what we do, why would he want anything to do with us? Even those of us who are good, not murderers or things, we still fall way below God's perfect benchmark. Why would he want a relationship with such people? Can I have the next slide, please? Yeah, because his thoughts are not our thoughts. Our ways are not his ways. He does things differently to the way we do things. He has more compassion than we can comprehend. He loves us in a way that is a spatial infinitude away from the way we can love him back, and still he loves us. So let's take that away with us on this Father's Day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for fathers, and thank you that we have today when we can remember and celebrate them. But all the more, we thank you that you love us more than anyone else can, that your gifts to us are given out of that love and without any expectation of payment, except that we love you back with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. We thank you for this, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're going to sing our closing song, which is... Did somebody cheer, then? We're going to sing our closing song, which is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
This is my story, this is my song.
that was our Father's Day all-age service. Thank you to everybody who's helped make it happen. If you can stay for a coffee or a tea or something afterwards, that would be great. I'm going to be shooting off to visit my dad. He's still in hospital, but he's on the mend now. Thanks for those who are asking and praying about him. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.